TheEdgeOnAir.com, the greatest music you've never heard. I had the privilege of interviewing Jackson Harris. Great interview. So please do stay tuned. The greatest music you've never heard.
So recent, when was the final tour day?
We picked up the fall tour end of October, I think it was. I lose track, but in the summer, I usually tour throughout Europe and sometimes in the fall, but everything that's happened in the last couple weeks, it's been quite difficult to get a live show together and really, you know, feel safe. But that's one thing I told my team, that, you know, that's the goal, is for me to get back out of the road and not be affected by all the craziness going on in the world.
Yeah, and that is a scary part, just for, you know, everyday life. But then it's like you can't, you know, with everything that's happening, it just seems like, in a way, no place is safe. But then, you know, what are you going to do? Stay locked up in a basement?
Lucky enough to meet Christina Grimmie in my lifetime, and she's an incredible girl, an incredible talent, and I was opened up for the band. She was on tour with as well, Before You Exit, McDonough Brothers, you know, Toby, Connor, Riley, they're really great guys. So I was just sure about all of that, and then obviously no shooting, which just really, you know, without any other words, it was just happy and made me feel sad. So I'm trying to make my music really, you know, make people happy and, you know, go on with their lives.
Yeah, I know we also were lucky enough to have an interview with her here on The Edge, and, you know, she was had an amazing spirit and amazing charisma to her, so that was also for us. I know when I got the email, I almost didn't know how to feel at the moment. It was a big shock.
Yeah. So.
But, you know, I think with all of just positive energy, and you have to go on with life and doing what you do, and, you know, you're already making a great impact in the music industry, and just with, you know, the songs that I've seen and all the content that I've seen so far, you know, the music is great. It's hits every point of, you know, like you said, with Feels Like, and it being with, you know, your interaction with another person and how you felt, and it hits all the little notes that everyone feels. So that's great. It's almost like, you know, you listen to, like, if you were writing a diary, you know, you kind of put all your feelings out there, and it makes it completely relatable. So that's awesome. And we love listening to it. I've heard it more than enough times, but I can't wait. I definitely don't mind listening all day long, just because, you know, you can totally relate to it. And I think that's what makes the biggest impact.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Now, what else can we expect coming up from you? I know you said you wanted to kind of hit the road a little more and stuff. Do you have any other new music coming out soon?
Yeah, I've been working on 5 to 10 new songs. Of those, we can just trying to find a good time to release them and create music videos for them, because I really want to be able to not have any songs go in the cutting room floor, so I can release every month and kind of connect with my audience that way. And shows, I know we're looking for probably end of August for time to either before going in the U.S., maybe back in Europe again, but I just want to play some of these.
Right. Now, how did the whole tour in Europe come about? How did that opportunity come up?
I've done about tours now in Europe, and about 2 years ago, I was finishing up a tour with a little-known girl group called Fifth Harmony. No big deal. It's sold out right now.
Right.
Lucky to get to meet them right after Fish Factor. And I was on tour with them and got a call from Coach Simpson's team, who was going out in Europe, wanted me to come open up out there. Cody and in Europe performed some great music, and I came back, and, you know, Cody, beyond being a great great person, really, you know, good friend, and so we ended up going back out again for the summer, and it was another crazy, you know, month and a half long ride, and it's just really the best time to be making music and playing music. And so I'd done 2 tours already in Europe, and then I got the White Side, his awesome team, and amazing. We went out a third time to Europe, which was, I kind of already been to a few of these places before. So to see some fans come back and I'll be able to say hi to them and play songs to them is hard.
Right. But that's amazing, though, to have, you know, the tours in Europe under your belt, and you're pretty much, yeah, you know, putting in all the work, and that's awesome to see.
Yeah, and it's just being, I'm just very lucky to be able to work with and open up for really talented artists who all happen to be really nice people. And, you know, as great as the artist is about their team and how they treat people, I can't say it's nothing. It's about Cody and Jacob and Harmony and just everyone I've worked with.
Well, that's awesome, and I can't wait, you know, to see you have even more success and, you know, be out there on all their tours and opening for,
oh, yeah,
you know. So that's awesome. I appreciate you taking the time to give us, you know, some of your time here on The Edge.
Of course. This is where it's all, you know, about making those connections and, you know, building those relationships, because if we don't have this, we don't have that.
Right, and this is how
you
reach...
appreciate you having me, of course.
No problem. This is how you reach everyone, you know? You reach all different genres of people, and you never know who you catch. You know, you might catch someone who is into a completely different genre of music, and when you, you know, do the interviews like this on all the stations and things like that, you're exposed to more people, kind of like, oh, I like what he's about. So we appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, really getting to know the person behind the music, too, nowadays, because we all... Twitter and Facebook, Snapchat, and it's, you know, music ends up being such a tiny part of who you are as an artist.
Right, yeah. And that's very true. That is a very valid point, is that it's all about, with the whole reality TV type of, you know, world that we're going towards, it's all about, you know, what you're doing and how are you entertaining other than music, so.
Right.
But you're doing great at both, and that's what matters.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. So if you want to just let everyone know where they can follow you, and, you know, what else to expect coming up. I know you said in
August. Absolutely. Yeah, so Feels Like is available now. You can pick up on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, pretty much anywhere where music is sold digitally. You can check out the music video on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/JacksonHarrisNYC. And then you can find me on Twitter at JacksonHarris. Nothing else, just Google my name and you'll find something with me.
Sounds good. That's all we need, just Google. Well, thank you so much, Jackson. I appreciate all your time, and we look forward to hopefully catching up with you again as time goes on, and hopefully you still find time for us even when you're out there touring.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate it.
And I'll definitely have to come by whenever I'm in Illinois. Like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our tiny little studio here welcomes you with big, giant arms.
John, I'll be there soon.
All right. Thank you so much, and you have a great rest of your Monday.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, everyone. That was Jackson Harris. We have his new song, Feels Like, here on The Edge on Air. That was our interview with him. He is a pop/rock artist in the New York area, but he was fresh off of his tour in Europe. And if you were tuning in, he has toured or opened for kind of audiences like Fifth Harmony and a tons of other artists. So he's out there doing it big. And here is his song, Feels Like. And this is Jackson Harris.
Stumbling home on the cobblestone, it was 3 a.m. We were staring at the sky. Fell into a cab, took us back uptown. Just might. If this was like. My friends all said you were bad for me. And who knows, they're probably right. But they can't see what I can see. Just